Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and Therman Sekhs Menachos Daf Chav Gimel, the third parak of Kometz Rabbah. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, Amorai discuss Kometz de Minchas Chotesh Hashimno. If one placed oil on the Kometz of a sinner's Mincha, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible, but Reish Lakish says, Hu asmo meshashcheko b'shiari halog malehu. One should rub the Kometz itself with the remnants of a log of oil from another Mincha and offer it up on the Mizbeach. Meaning, one should ideally rub this Kometz along the inside of a kli which contains drops of oil from a Mincha previously held. Therefore, the Kometz certainly remains valid if oil was placed on it. The Gemara objects that the Pasuk says, Lo yasim aleha shemen, he shall not place oil on it, meaning the Minchas Chote. It answers, Ahu shelo yikba l'shem b'chavroseha. That is teaching that he should not set oil for it like other menachos, meaning before the kmitzvah, but he can and should place some oil on the Kometz afterwards. Point number two, the next mission states, Shtei menachos shel nikmatzu, v'nisarvu zo b'zo. Two menachos to which kmitza had not been performed became mixed with each other. If he can do kmitza from this one separately and do kmitza from this one separately, meaning enough of each mincha remains separate, allowing for its kmitza, both menachos are valid, but if not, they're invalid. If a kometz became mixed with a mincha before its kmitza, he cannot burn the mixture on the mizbech, since the mitzvah of burning only applies to a kometz, not the rest of the mincha. He also cannot remove two kmatzim from the mixture, since each kometz may include flour from the other mincha. However, if he did burn it on the mizbeach, the mincha which he had been nikmatz counts for its owner, but the mincha which had not been nikmatz does not count for its owner. And point number three, Rav Chisda says, Nevela betel b'shkuta. Nevela meat becomes nullified by shechta meat, meaning if one piece of nevela became mixed with two pieces of shkuta, the nevela is batel, so a person who touches one piece is not tameh. Although Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino does not become batel, yefsher l'shkuta sh'te'asa nevela, it's impossible for shkuta to become tameh like nevela, so they're not considered min b'mino. However, shkuta would not become batel among more pieces of nevela, because it is possible for nevela to become Torah like shkuta, d'lechi masrucha parcha tumasa, because when it spoils, its tuma departs. Therefore, it is considered min b'mino and not batel. Rabbi Chanina says reverse. Kol she'efsher lo yos kamohu eino batel. Any mixture where the minority can become like the majority, it is considered min b'mino and not batel. And where the minority cannot become like the majority, it is not considered min b'mino and is batel. The Gemara explains that Rav Chisda holds basam mevatel azlina. We follow the nullifying item when determining which item can become like the other, whereas Rabbi Chanina holds basar batel azlina. We follow the item becoming nullified. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Amoraim discuss Kometz de Minchas Chotesh Hashimno. If one placed oil on the Kometz of a sinner's Mincha, Rav Yochanan says it is possible, but Reish Lakish says, Hu atzmo meshashcheko b'shiarei halog malehu. One should rub the Kometz itself with the remnants of a log of oil from another Mincha and offer it up on the Mizbeach. Meaning, one should ideally rub this Kometz along the inside of a kli which contains drops of oil from a Mincha previously held. Therefore, the Kometz certainly remains valid if oil was placed on it. The Gemara objects that the Pasuk says, Lo yasim aleha shemen, he shall not place oil on it, meaning the Minchas Chote. It answers, Ahu shelo yikba l'shem b'chavroseha. That is teaching that he should not set oil for it like other menachos, meaning before the kmitzvah, but he can and should place some oil on the Kometz afterwards. Point number two, the next mission states, Shtei menachos shel nikmatzu, v'nisarvu zo b'zo. Two menachos to which kmitza had not been performed became mixed with each other. If he can do kmitza from this one separately and do kmitza from this one separately, meaning enough of each mincha remains separate, allowing for its kmitza, both menachos are valid, but if not, they're invalid. If a kometz became mixed with a mincha before its kmitza, he cannot burn the mixture on the mizbech, since the mitzvah of burning only applies to a kometz, not the rest of the mincha. He also cannot remove two kmatzim from the mixture, since each kometz may include flour from the other mincha. However, if he did burn it on the mizbeach, the mincha which he had been nikmatz counts for its owner, but the mincha which had not been nikmatz does not count for its owner. And point number three, Rav Chisda says, Nevela betel b'shkuta. Nevela meat becomes nullified by shechta meat, meaning if one piece of nevela became mixed with two pieces of shkuta, the nevela is batel, so a person who touches one piece is not tameh. Although Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino does not become batel, It's impossible for shchuta to become tummy like nevela, so they're not considered min bimino. However, shchuta would not become batal among more pieces of nevela, because it is possible for nevela to become Torah like shchuta, dilechi masrucha parcha tumasa, because when it spoils, its tuma departs. Therefore, it is considered min bimino and not batal. Rabbi Chanina says reverse. Kol she'efshar lo yos kamohu eino batal. Any mixture where the minority can become like the majority, it is considered min bimino and not batal. And where the minority cannot become like the majority, it is not considered min bimino and is batal. The Gemara explains that Rav Chisa holds basa mevatal azlina. We follow the nullifying item when determining which item can become like the other, whereas Rabbi Chanina holds basa batal azlina. We follow the item becoming nullified. All right, so now we got our siman daf chav gimel, and our standard siman is kugelach, which is a game that children play. It's like playing jacks. So here goes. When team mincha saw that the other team tampered with their minchas choto style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their kometz kugelach with other mincha kugelach, they retaliated by taking team buser's meat from their sandwiches and mixing it with nevela, which sparked a debate if we go after the bato or the mevato for min bimino. So once again, slow motion. When Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach, that must be round off Chav Gimel. When Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach by putting oil on them, which reminds us, Amraim discussed Komets the Minchas Chota Sheshimno. If one placed oil on the Komets of a sinner's Mincha, Yochan says it's possible, but Reish Lakish says one should rub the Komets itself with the remnants of a log of oil from another Mincha and offer it up on the Mizbeach, meaning one should ideally rub this Komets along the inside of a Kli, which contains drops of oil from a Mincha it previously held. Therefore, the Komets certainly remains valid if oil was placed on it. So when Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their Kometz kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shtei Menachos Shel Nikmetzu Minisar V'Zo B'Zo, if two Menachos to which Kemitza had not been performed became mixed with each other, Im Yachol Likmos Mizo Mifnei Atzma Mizo Mifnei Atzma, if one can do Kemitza from this one separately and do Kemitza from this one separately, meaning enough of each Mincha remains separate, allowing for its Kemitza, both Menachos are valid, but if not, they are invalid. So when Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their Kometz kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, they retaliated by taking Team Buster's meat from their sandwiches and mixing it with nevela, which sparked a debate if we go after the bato or the mevato for min bimino. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchus about nevela and shchuta being mevatal each other, and whether we go baser bato or baser mevato. So once again, when Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their Kometz kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, they retaliated by taking Team Buser's meat from their sandwiches and mixing it with nevela, which sparked a debate if we go after the bato or the mevato for min bimino. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Yud Tes. So the Simran Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. On the Kachim cruise yacht, that must move on Daf Yud Tes. On the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, which reminds us, Shechita does not need to be done by the Balim of a carbon except for the Par Yom Kippur, which needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So on the Kachin cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw the shipments of kemitzah measuring cups overboard, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos of taking a kemitzah by hand is ma'akev. Rav says that this law is ma'akev because during the inauguration of the Mishkan, it's repeated, Yakrev is a mincha v'yamal kapo mimena, and he brought the mincha near and he filled his palm from it, indicating it must be taken by hand. Shmuel responds, Doros Misha lo yalfinan. We do not derive permanent laws for generations from laws of a one-time mincha. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw shipments of kemitzah measuring cups overboard was disturbing the kids' shuffleboard game, where they pushed bowls of flour towards the southwest corner of the mock Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas to which part of the Mizbeach to perform Hagasha of a Mincha. Daf Chaf, so the Simran Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Menachos Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. At the Menachos Cafe, resalting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish, which reminds us the mission discusses whether salting a mincha is Ma'akev. So at the Menachos Cafe, resalting the Menachos-style dishes was Ma'akev serving the dish. The chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which sacrificial items require milk and answers anything burned with wood on the mizbeach. So at the Menachos Cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes, was Ma'akev serving the dish. The chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, and made sure to salt any wood that people would donate to the cafe as well, which reminds us, Rebbe holds Eitzim themselves can be a mincha and require melech, hagasha, kamitza, and Eitzim. Daf Chaf Alf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Alf is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. When the man showing off his vintage ka, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf Aleph. When the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he uses the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dam shebishlo, blood which was cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood with it. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he uses the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanas, which reminds us, a braisa darshens the psukim of salting karbanas. But melech requires using actual salt, not mei melech, salt water, bo tashvitz melech, and you shall not discontinue the salt teaches to use melech sheino shoveses, salt that never ceases to be produced, meaning melech stomis, which comes from the sea. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanos with sea salt, and that the kohanim could use the salt to season their kadshim, but not their chulin, which reminds us Shmuel holds that although kohanim may use salt for eating the karbanos themselves, they cannot use this salt for eating chulin. The Gemara wonders how chulin would be brought into the Azar to eat, and explains that a drasha teaches that Kohanim eat chulin and truma along with kachim, kadei shetehe ne'achelas ahosoveya, so that the kachim will be eaten while they're satisfied. Still, salt of hekdesh may not be used for this chulin. Daf Chabbeis, so the Simmer Daf Chabbeis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, cab? That must be on Daf Chabbeis. The cab driver transporting wood for private korbanos that came from communal funds, which reminds us, a braisa teaches the source that wood for private korbanos is funded mishal tzibur, from communal funds. One would think that someone who accepts to bring an ola should bring his own wood, just like he brings his own nesachim. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ala eitzim asher ala eish asher ala mizbeach," on the wood which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. This compares the wood to the mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says it teaches ma mizbeach mishal tzibur of eitzim ve'esh mishal tzibur. Just as the mizbeach was funded from a communal fund, so too the wood and fire for personal karbanas come from communal funds. So the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohenes passengers whose kamitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid. Which reminds us, Rebbe Yehuda says that where the kometz of one mincha was mixed into a kohen gadol's mincha or minchas nesachim, it's invalid. Shezo begulasa ava, because this kometz's mixture of flour and oil is thick, being one log of oil per isarna of flour, vezo begulasa racha. Whereas this, the minchas kohen mashiach or minchas nesachim mixture, is thin, being three loging of oil per isarna of flour. The henboa zomizo, and they absorb one from the other. So, the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohenes passengers whose kamitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid, and overheard the kohen gadol say that when it comes to the mixing of the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur, they're not batal, since only ein mevatlin zeh zeh. Which reminds us, mixing the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur proves olin ein mevatlin zeh zeh, the things which go up on the mizbech do not nullify one another, so the seir's blood is not batal. Or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it proves min bemino eino batal, that a kind mixed with its own kind is not nullified, and that is why the seir's blood is not batal. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss whether salting a mincha is ma'akev? That's on daf chaf. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss dam shebishlo, blood which one cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood for it? That's on daf chaf aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you machok is about nevela and shchuta being mevatel each other, and whether we go basur batel or basur mevutel? That's on daf chaf gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn? The Kohanim use the salt for their carbon, but not for the chulin that is eaten with it. That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do you discuss the laws of salting karbonas? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a mincha's kometz became mixed with another mincha of a different consistency, like that of a mincha and a mincha of a kohen gadol? That's on daf Chabez. Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do you discuss what the din is if two menachos or their elements became mixed together? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good.
Number 8.
Which daf do we have the mice of Yosef Abavli with Rabbi Lezman and Shmuel, and we learn Ashrechem Tamil Chachamim Shadivri Torah Chavivin Alechem Yoser? That's on daf Yurches. Good.
Number 9.
Which daf do you discuss what the din is if oil is placed on the komets of a Minchas Chote? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have Malkokes about Pigel intend to eat items meant for Haktara or vice versa? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.